oftentimes we like to sit back and reflect on a simpler time in life, or that one place we all go to in our minds that is just our getaway, maybe a little place to refresh as a man. And for many of us, that place was the Possum Lodge. Remember those good old days? And Red Green was in charge. And you ever wonder what happened to Red Green? Well, he's back and he's coming to Phoenix.
Hey, Romy, how's it going?
Hey, Red Green. So you're still out there?
I was always out there. I think I maybe was born out there, Romy. I've been doing these one-man tours for the last probably five or six years, you know, and never did it as a kid, never did any stand-up or theater or anything like that. So this is a new experience for me, and it's unusual for a man my age to be doing something new that's not a medical procedure.
So what?
But we're having a good time.
What kind of procedure am I going to see next week?
Well, next week, this is my third tour. Of course, yeah, you know, everything has to be brand new. If anybody went to the first two, they're going to be hearing all new stuff this time. You can't do your greatest hits when you're trying to make people giggle, you know. This one is called I'm Not Old, I'm Ripe, and it's kind of autobiographical. I'm going to tell my story about how my family settled and when I was born and growing up and meeting girls and getting married and life. So it's quite a story.
Do you have just a little preview of one of those stories we can hear?
Well, you know, I've spent my life dealing with odd people. Like, there's a fellow named Junior Singleton, and he had a woodpecker pecking a hole in the front of his house. He tried everything to get rid of it. Finally, he just took a live shotgun shell, jammed that into the hole. Well, the woodpecker's pecking away. Sure enough, he hits the blasting cap. Blam! Well, now Junior's got a 3-foot hole in the front of his house. So I said to him, Junior, have you still got woodpeckers? He said, yeah, but not that one.
You make this hard to follow up. You guys spend the time laughing.
That's my job.
So that preview was about 30, 40 seconds. How long will the performance be?
Well, it's 90 minutes. Parts of it seem longer. But it rolls along pretty good. I did a U.S. tour in the spring, so I've done 26 of these already. I've had 26 rehearsals. I'm ready for Phoenix.
And
remember, if the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy. I've seen the future, and it's me driving a big suppository.
And that preview starts September 8th, Thursday night. You can get tickets at Celebrity Theater. Starts at 7 o'clock, celebritytheater.com. Oh, Red Green, back
just
in town.
Decided to share that because he is one of the Romero family favorite comedians. It's generally clean stuff. And it's just common sense, folksy humor. He's a Yankee, but he's still pretty funny.
Yeah. You know, he's a Yankee far enough to Canada, where the Arcadians originally came from before exiled to Nova Scotia. So from Nova Scotia to Louisiana. So there's a little connection there. He's got a great thing where he compares women's mindset of relationships on gardens to men's mindset on relationships to cars. He's just priceless. Timeless humor.
Red Green. All right, let's get back to Betty in Tucson, who's calling in
Green
interested,
Valley.
Interested in what to do when it comes to purchasing windows in a 1928 brick home down in the Tucson area. And is the home in the Tucson area, or is it in Green Valley?
It's in Tucson.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
Betty, it being a 1928 home in Tucson, is it in one of the historic districts? Is it in Sam Hughes or one of the other?
No, it's on Grant Road.
On Grant Road. Are you in a homeowners association or under any kind of architectural overlay that's going to restrict what you do? Do you need to get someone's permission to replace these windows?
No.
Okay. All right. Many historic homes are. You've got exposed brick on the inside and plaster on the inside, on the outside and plaster on the inside?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think you're probably going to need a plasterer. I think the right window person can probably take care of any interior plaster repair that will need to be done. And how do you shop for windows is just like a major, major tutorial lesson. But we can shortcut that by telling you, Betty, I couldn't encourage you more to get in touch with the folks at Pella and have them come out and take a look at the situation. They've got the fiberglass window. They've got the vinyl. I'm not a big fan of anyone's vinyl window, but if you're going to buy vinyl, Pella makes a pretty darn good one. I really like the fiberglass window much, much better. It's a little bit more expensive, but in my mind, it represents a great buy for the money. And then, of course, in a 1928 brick home with the interior plaster, if you'd like the charm of interior wood with aluminum, it'll be more expensive. But then you're installing, you know, a perfect forever window. So
Get
Pella. They do the professional Pella certified installation. Their products, we've been to the manufacturing plant. I'll tell you, you're not going to do better than a Pella product. And they've got a window and a product for every price point. There are so many things about shopping windows. You got to get a frame that's durable. That's why I don't like vinyl. Most vinyl windows, even in today's new mixes, I'm not happy with them. To me, they look big and chunky. They've got to put so much vinyl material in the frame. It just is an ugly window in my mind. And then you've got to think about insulated glass, and that needs to be a minimum of 5H insulation between the two panes of glass. And then you have to decide how you're going to tint that. But again, any one of the Pella pros can take you through it step by step. Give them a ring. They're right there on Oracle, north of Ina.